This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Obama at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland is blaming China and Russia for what he calls a dangerous absence of urgency in cutting their climate-wrecking emissions. And in his prepared remarks, he said efforts by the United States, the world's second worst climate polluter now after China, stalled when then-President Trump pulled out of the climate accord. Bottom line?
When it comes to climate, time really is running out.
It's a new day for those who want to visit the U.S. New rules taking effect today allow non-essential travel across America's land borders for vaccinated visitors. They also allow air travelers from a series of countries from which travel had been restricted. The AP's Julie Walker.
The U.S. is accepting fully vaccinated travelers at airports and land borders, doing away with a COVID restriction that dates back to the Trump administration. The new rules allow air travel from previously restricted countries as long as the traveler has proof of vaccination and a negative COVID test. Land travel from Mexico and Canada requires proof of vaccination, but no test.
Investigators are expected to examine the design of safety barriers and the use of crowd control at that concert in Houston, where 8 people died after suddenly surging toward the stage during a performance by rapper Travis Scott. He says he's grieving.
I'm honestly just devastated, and I could never imagine anything like this just happening. I'm gonna do everything I can to keep you guys updated and just keep you guys informed on what's going on.
There are no details yet on this, but the Roman Catholic Church in France says it will financially compensate clergy sex abuse victims. This is AP News. Federal government workers are facing a COVID deadline, and they're not the only ones.
About 4 million federal workers, from FBI agents to Food and Drug Administration employees, have been told to be vaccinated by November 22nd. The requirement that workers at businesses with 100 or more employees be vaccinated or face mask requirements and weekly tests is scheduled to take effect January 4th. A federal appeals court in Louisiana put a hold on that rule this weekend, but White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tells NBC's Meet the Press similar requirements have been well tested.
State requirements, for example, one in Maine, and every single court before this one ruled that they were valid. The Supreme Court has turned back several times already various efforts to enjoin other vaccine requirements.
At least 27 states have filed lawsuits challenging the rule, and Republicans in Congress have argued the mandate goes too far. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.